Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The title is a haunting refrain through Beth Macy's new book, Dope Sick is What Addicts Will Do Anything to Avoid Becoming. Macy tells the real-life stories of hardworking people who were prescribed legal drugs for pain, promoted as non-addictive, who end up losing their jobs, their families, and their lives.
In 1996, Purdue Pharma began marketing and selling OxyContin, and this happened at the same time in medicine that there was this movement partially funded by the pharmaceutical companies that we were under-treating pain.
And too often, those pills in people's medicine cabinets tempt young people to sample them. Macy's book tells the story of promising students and sports standouts who soon find a drug like OxyContin makes their lives a living hell if they don't get more.
So what had happened was the sales reps went out and misrepresented the product as being less addictive than other opioids because of its so-called time-release mechanism. It was only going to be addictive in, quote, less than 1% of all cases.
Macy's reporting reveals how the company targeted people who work in industries where the injury rate is high. Fishermen in Maine, coal miners in the Virginias and Kentucky, people already on conventional pain meds.
And in the most distressed rural communities, which have the highest unemployment rates and the highest numbers of people on disability and the highest number of people on food stamps, you can also look, and all of those communities also have the highest percentage of people being prescribed opioids, which I found really chilling.
Chilling, because in her first best-selling book, Factory Man, Macy details the loss of the once thriving furniture industry in Southwest Virginia. The actor Tom Hanks is now in the process of turning that book into a film. Macy says back then, no one realized what happened there was setting the stage for the opioid crisis.
The only way I could bear to live in this material was to find the people who were fighting back.
There are many heroes in this book. A Lee County doctor and his lawyer wife who sounded the alarm early and begged the company to change the drug formula. Law enforcement tracking illegal drug dealers supplying heroin to addicts who can no longer get pills. And affluent families who first sought to keep the problem quiet, but later opened up to Macy and fought like hell to save them. She also did extensive interviews with people in the Roanoke U.S. Attorney's Office, the first one to investigate and ultimately sue Purdue Pharma in 2007.
But in the last 15 years, we've lost 300,000 Americans to drug overdose. We're supposed to lose that many in only the next five. We need to get our hands around it. We need to understand how we got here. We need to elect leaders that are going to move us forward from it. And I'm hoping after you've closed the pages of this book and maybe wipe a tear from your eye, you'll have a deeper understanding of what these families are going through, and you will do those things.
In recent months, several Virginia counties and the state have filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. In the 2007 case by Roanoke's U.S. attorneys, the company pleaded guilty and was fined $600 million. No one went to jail. Macy recalls one of the prosecutors in the case told her, if more white-collar criminals did, other white-collar criminals might start to listen. I'm Robbie Harris.